More craziness out of Hamden. First, it was the mayor with the reevaluation and all of the, deceivery.
Yeah.
I'm making up words.
That's good.
That, was going on with the budget. And then there was the middle school teacher that had an OnlyFans or something.
Yeah.
And now it's being investigated. And I don't know. It didn't seem like they were handling it correctly.
Yeah.
Now we have a Hamden parent on saying, oh, but wait, there's more.
Oh.
Reggie Lytle is on, a Hamden parent. Hey, Reg.
Hey, how's it going?
Morning. Good, thanks. All right, let's not use any names, and then just tell me what your experience has been.
The night that we're referring to, I get a call about 6 o'clock in the evening from DCF. And totally shocked, caught off guard. And she stated to me that my child wrote a statement that I was unaware of, and that we're going to be there to investigate her tomorrow or ask her questions. And I'm a former retired state employee who knows the system. I was totally shocked. Like, well, I never got a call from the school. And the DCF worker says, well, what do you mean? I said, I never got a call. I don't know what's going on. And I'd like to be informed. And she said, and I informed her that you will not interview my child without me present or, legal advice. And I will come to the school tomorrow to conversate with you. And so when I got there, she explained everything to me, that she was called by a school official and reported, which is normal, and that my daughter wrote a statement, and I asked her for the statement that my daughter wrote, and she says, well, I don't have it.
I'm having a hard time following this. I'm gonna ask you, like, let's tell it this way. So there was that middle school teacher who was, like, they said reportedly was an OnlyFans person, and then they suspended or whatever with pay, and they're investigating that. This is a completely different story where something happened. It was reported by parents to the school. The school did nothing, and then that parent reached out to DCF and said, hey, this teacher did something inappropriate.
Right.
And so DCF got involved, called you and other people, and said, your kid made a statement, and we want to talk to her, right?
Right.
Do we know what the inappropriate behavior was?
Well, I sat in with the, and from what I'm understanding, from what my daughter was telling the DCF worker, was that he wanted the teacher or sub, whoever he was, wanted to tell everybody to be happy and pointed towards body parts. And my child was totally confused, like, what's going on here? What are we talking about? And I was just totally shocked off guard, because I was never notified by the school of any of this, or even after talking to the principal and the superintendent, still haven't received a letter explaining what happened. So a lot of parents are kind of still left in the dark, because there was two different incidents in a matter of 3 days. So I talked to a couple of parents, and I'm getting different stories. You know, they're being told one thing, I'm being told another. And to me, dealing with children, especially my own, is unacceptable.
Okay, and the two, like, different incidents. One was that OnlyFans employee, right? Is that?
Yes, I believe, yes.
Okay, right. So one was that was in the news. This was a teacher? What subject does this teacher teach?
Again, I'm getting different conflicting stories. Okay. I'm being told that he was a substitute teacher.
Substitute teacher.
Okay.
And what said, run this by me, something about being happy and pointing at body parts.
Yes, a boy's body part and a girl's body part.
Lovely.
No. Oh,
okay. And I'm like...
Right.
What in the world does that mean? You know, where are we going with this?
Right.
And I have yet to receive a letter from the school or the principal. And when I talked to the principal, I brought up, what is the policy and procedure? And I got nothing. it was it's a lot of confusion.
Who asked your daughter to make the statement? The school or DCF?
No, it started with the teacher in the school.
Said point towards your body part?
No, another teacher.
Okay. So
yeah, supposedly she heard the girls talking about it.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yikes. So I'm still unclear, and when I talk to other parents, they got one side of the story. I got another. Even when I talk to the principal and the assistant principal and the superintendent.
Here's the thing. If you pay as much in taxes as you do in Hamden, you should have the best service.
Seriously.
You should not have the worst school system.
Top shelf, yeah.
And the worst service.
Yeah.
Right. So I work at a high school in New Haven. So I know how the game is being played and the in and out. But my concern is for my daughter and other children. If this ended up in court, now, you know, it's easy to obtain addresses. You know, I'm concerned for my family.
I see what you're saying.
Right. At my house.
And you don't even know what's going on. What you heard is from your daughter, and then DCF called you, and that's all you really know.
Right. And the DCF worker said she's going to put this in a report because it's inappropriate for the school not to notify you and for you to hear it from me first. So I'm very upset.
And you've reached out to the school, and no one from the school's reached out to you.
Well, no. so I kind of know the whereabouts of the superintendent, so I let him out to question him, and his response was, well, I'm off the clock. And I was off the clock myself when I got the call at 6 o'clock at night.
Well, you're never off the clock as a parent.
No, of course not.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you'd see the superintendent, and the superintendent's like, hey, man, I'm off the clock.
Yeah, sorry. My time now. It's my time.
That's what a typical answer of a government employee.
Right. So he gave me a form to fill out, a complaint form. So I'm waiting for my lawyer to get back with me
I'm sorry if I'm not following everything, but you saw this superintendent. You knew what door he was walking out, or you saw him in a parking lot? You saw him in his office? Where'd you see him?
Well, I saw him out. I saw him out, where his hangout spot.
Gotcha.
But
Wait. So you went somewhere where he was, like, at a restaurant or a bar or something?
Right. Place of frequence.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you saw him and you asked him about this, and he said, I'm off the clock, which, okay, if I'm in a bar, I don't want to talk about this over a drink.
Yeah.
But did he pull out of his suit paperwork you could fill out, or did he say, come to my office? How did you get the paperwork?
Now, well, he says, come to my office, fill out a complaint. I will respond in 48 hours.
Gotcha.
Okay. Did he?
I'm waiting for my lawyer to give me the paperwork so I could hand deliver it, because I called his office, the superintendent's office, and I couldn't get through, so I ended up going down there myself.
Interesting.
And trying to set up a meeting.
How many other, have you talked to any other parents, any other kids have to deal with this? Any other kids in that class?
I talked to three other parents whose child had to write a statement.
Oh,
and
boy.
They're upset. And when I talked to the DCF worker, she was kind of disturbed. And she let me know that other parents were really upset about this whole incident.
Okay. And again, DCF was notified because of a parent, not from the school.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the part that's a little tricky. Wow. Because when I talked to other parents,
there's a lot of he said, she said,
I hear
kind of stuff right now.
Yes, I mean, I even heard the assistant principal call DCF.
Yeah.
But when I talked to the school said, well, they don't know who called DCF. Somebody else called DCF.
If the school called DCF and didn't notify parents, like, hey, there was an incident.
Yeah.
And
not good.
Yeah, that seems weird.
Not good, yeah.
That's weird.
Right. And not even to send a notice home to the parents, even after, you know, myself and other parents contact them. And we still don't know the whole truth to this whole matter. It's ridiculous. Hmm. Especially, like you said, when we're paying the taxes, and the taxes are still going up, and we're being misled.
It sounds like a pretty creepy thing to have happen to middle school kids.
Yeah.
Like, he this person asked the kids to point to their genitalia?
Yeah, well, he was pointing. I guess there was a chart of a human body,
right?
And he's pointing at different body parts.
Okay.
Which is like, okay, who's doing a background check?
Right, but what, you know, so it was he like, this is the heart, these are the lungs.
Right, right, these are the eyes, yeah, things like that.
No.
Is it a health
thing? I don't think so, and he's a substitute teacher that...
Okay, he's a substitute, so that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, substitutes are either great or weird.
Told. Yeah.
Yeah, but where did the inappropriate part come in as he's pointing at this map of the body? But... where did it get weird?
Well, when he's saying, you know, the boys and girls got to make each other happy.
Oh. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he pointed at that spot.
That area.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. That's creepy.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
But to not get the truth of what's going on or a letter to the letter, there was a letter that went out from the first incident, but now you got the second incident. We haven't heard anything.
Other was than your DCF daughter calling. In that class that, or whatever? Actually, that wasn't a teacher, right? The OnlyFans person, that was like a staff member of the school.
Right.
Yeah.
Hell of a school.
Man, that's one hell of a school.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm still waiting for some answers. I'm going to submit my complaint to the superintendent, and I look forward to hearing his response to it.
Oh, man. That's wild. Reggie, yeah. Sorry.
So yeah, I know that the superintendent did call a few parents back who lawyers already called the school. But, you know, it's borderline, was the law broken or, you know.
Something so creepy happened and it needs to be discussed.
Right.
And it wasn't handled appropriately based on what I'm hearing from you.
Right.
A letter should have went out. You should have had the opportunity to speak to your daughter about it. You shouldn't have been found out, you know, been made aware of it from a call from DCF. Like, that's not how things should work.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
This will be a news story now. Yeah, if there's anything to this, someone's going to hear you now, and then there's going to be follow-up, and then we'll get to the bottom of this.
I would think so, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking for some answers.
Yeah.
Very protective of my daughter.
Of course.
Of course.
And, you know, I just feel bad for all the kids that were involved in this.
I feel bad for all the people in Hamden.
Yeah.
I feel like their government just completely is...
It's anarchy.
Let them down.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
Right. So...
Will you keep us posted, please?
Yes, I will.
I have a feeling you're going to get a call today.
Yeah, awesome.
I'll have to talk to you tomorrow.
Well, yeah. I would love to, and I would drop everything to go meet with whoever want to talk to me.
Gotcha.
Reggie, you sound like a great dad. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. What the hell is going on over there?
Whoa.
It's, you know, everything's a mess. And everybody hides. They make a mistake, and then it's just, you can't find them.
Yeah, that should have been something that went out. There should have been parents called into the school with the superintendent, with people. There should have been a meeting there saying, they might have been exposed to this.
Right.
Yeah.
Might have been,
they send out those stupid letters if a car comes by and backfires.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We thought there was a shooting, but it was a car that backfired.
Right. Our bad.
Yeah.
It sounds like the school was conducting like an internal investigation.
It's almost like they're protecting someone,
And then it flowed out to the parents.
They're protecting themselves.
Yeah.
Because they already had an incident, now they have another incident.
Yeah,
let's hope this one just goes away.
Right, too many X's, yes. Yeah.
All right, it's graduation season.
Oh no.
Now what?
What'd you do?
All those years of school, now I'm out, free as a bird, but got to make some money.
What do we do now?
Anthony Avalon with Reitman in studio to tell you what to do. What do you do?
Well, I told Ruth, this is like my commencement speech for the college graduate, right?
Okay.
And the good news is I come bearing great news for college graduates, right?
Yeah.
And I say that this is... the best of times for these young people, young men and women that are entering the workforce,
okay.
Right? Because if they actually just come out, oh, I love that. If they just come out and apply themselves the way they are capable of.
I'm giving you echo, so you sound like you're giving a speech.
Let's get a bathroom.
I could tell.
I
got
to get used
to
that. If they actually just apply themselves when they actually get a job, right? The amount of return that they're going to get now, these days, is so much more than any one of us have ever experienced entering the workforce. And the reason why is that companies, in spite of everything that has happened, are still starving for great young talent in their workplace. Okay. And so it is, you know, what I tell people is think of themselves as, I mean, this sounds crazy and you guys are going to break them on me, but think of themselves as a plant, right? A plant just starting. Okay. Right. And they are like the little seedling, right, that is gone to school
right
for all these years, and they've spent the last 4 years, 6 years, if you've gotten your MBA, building their mind, okay? Changing it, getting a different view on the world, and educating themselves. And they've changed the person they were from point A to where they are today. Now they take that, and where they go from there is all dependent on the amount of effort and energy that they're willing to put into that career, okay? And the key word that I would emphasize to them is delayed satisfaction. Now, I want you to stay with me here for a second, okay?
How long?
No, that's the key. By you just asking me that, you just ruined it. You just ruined it.
Really?
How long? Because you
like I brought gout
no,
to you. Too.
No, because you are like you're the impatient person, right? That just
it's a TikTok world. Anthony.
How long do I have
you
to wait?
You gotta deliver the goods.
How long do I have to wait? How long? The answer is how long is it actually takes?
I meant like how long is it going to take you to explain this?
No,
that's what I meant.
All right, well I won't take that one. Delayed satisfaction is as simple as having patience. You have to have patience for your career, right? You have to be willing to put the energy, time, and work. Best way I explain it to you is this, right? I love to go to the gym. I love to exercise, right? You work out every single day. You don't walk out of the gym every day with the thought process, I'm looking different today than I did when I walked in. Because you understand that takes time, consistency, a diet, and an exercise routine. Well, your career is no different. None. You have to put effort in on a daily basis. And the truth is this, we really don't understand what hard work is. We think we do. And so young people, is the advice I would give is take what you think hard work is and then add a little bit more on top of it. And if you just do that, just apply that principle to your career, the amount of return that you're going to get in the timely manner that you're going to get is going to surpass any one of your people that are sitting on either side of you here today at our commencement speech.
You must talk to a lot of people who think that everything's going to just come to them because now they have a piece of paper.
Right.
It's the whole world, Jess.
Yeah.
It's not just me talking to you. It's the whole world. This is an entire instant gratification world. And by the way, these young people all have learned it not only from social media, they've also learned it from their parents. They've learned it from, I need something now. I put effort in today. I should get a result back today.
Wow.
Okay. Right. And the best advice that I could give any new college graduate entering the workforce, it really isn't what job you get. It's get a job. Just get a job.
Right. Really?
Yep.
Get a job. Because honestly, you really don't know anything.
So a lot of people probably make excuses like this isn't, you know, like what I went to school for. Yeah. I don't want to
100%.
It'll mess up my resume.
Yeah.
There's very few people that go in, like, we'll go back to my seedling idea, right? There's very few people that go in and know that they're going to come out as an apple tree, right? I'm an apple seed. I'm going to be a doctor. I go to school. Here I am, a doctor. I'm going to go to school, be an attorney. Here I am, an attorney. Then there's the rest of us that go in as a seed, and we really don't know what we're going to come out and be.
Right.
Okay? And so what happens is we enter the workforce and we have a distorted view of, I did this, so I should get this. And if you can just start to change your attitude and your mindset a little bit and just say, listen, the most important thing for me in my first job is to develop the idea of work. Just work. Get used to a routine. Get used to the idea of sacrifice. Just understand what sacrifice is. It's why a lot of companies like to hire athletes, because they understand that athletes understand the concept of sacrificing.
And teamwork. Competition.
Yeah.
Competition.
True, yeah.
All right. And
pressure.
So if you just take those principles and you bring them out into your,
well, that's a good shortcut to it, you know.
Right.
Did you play sports in school?
I constantly took the principle.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll call you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And but there's,
I mean, is that how you sift through people?
I mean, it certainly helps, but not everybody does. And it also doesn't mean that that person doesn't have that competitive spirit. And it doesn't mean that they don't understand the idea of concept. And by the way, it doesn't mean you can't learn the idea of sacrifice. But you do have to understand that I need to put time and energy in. Let me give you an example of what I mean. And stop me at any time when you tell me I'm getting boring, okay?
All right, how about now?
All right.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Anytime you,
I want something that's more blanket that'll be benefit to everybody. You know, a lot of people are already like, yeah, okay, yeah, hard work. I get it. I've heard this my whole life. Hard
work. Now, yeah.
All right. Like more like, what do you think? Like put your resume together, like baloney, like
no,
that.
No, no.
I mean, is that what you?
No. Like, let's just say you just graduated.
Yeah.
Right. So you're saying you don't have to be whatever it is your piece of paper says, you could just
you
take
need
a
to
job.
Get a job.
Get
you
a job.
You need to get a job.
Get a
you
job.
You need to not sit home, okay,
get a workforce.
And say, I went to school for this, therefore I should get a job doing that.
Right.
You need to get a job.
Right.
All right. So what are some entry-level positions that you don't really need any experience
Bartender.
For?
Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be any job in any sales job. Right, an entry-level sales job.
They'll teach you.
Really teaches the idea of hard work, right?
Right, because you have to hustle or you don't eat.
Any kind of administrative operations job, those are great. There are several companies that have what they would consider entry-level management training programs, and they are often really looked down upon because people think of them as like really poo-poo, like, oh, I'm not going to do an entry-level like management training program. By the way, those jobs give people great foundations for the future, you know, and they often are looked past. People are like, oh, I'm not going to do that. That's a lot of hard work. I went to school. I spent $200,000 on my education. That's your problem. You spent $200,000 on your education. You know, you.
Right. That doesn't give you a pass to get in front of the line.
Right.
And
yeah.
Taking something like that, taking a job at a place, if they're willing to give you a job, right, especially in the marketplace that it is right now, which is a little bit more challenging, if they're willing to give you a job and bring you in every day, I think taking that job and setting up your next job is the best.
Take the job.
Yeah.
Take the job.
Adrian.
Yes, good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm listening to this guy, and I got to say, I got to disagree with him.
Uh-oh.
Because when he says you don't know what hard work is, he's never worked a day in the field of construction.
He's...
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
You guys have a good day.
How you
doing? Great show, man. Thank you.
All right. No, I appreciate
Thank you. Yeah.
That is physically hard work.
Oh, yeah.
There's different kinds.
Yep. Yeah.
There's all kinds of hard work.
Yes.
Like if I opened up someone's skull, I'm not going to be physically tired at the end of the day.
No.
I'd be mentally tired at the end of the
day. Exactly. What the
it's not the opening.
Yeah.
It's the closing and then having them live after that.
Right. What's that
That's important.
Yeah. By the way, that big thing. What's that do?
To Adrian's point, right? These are general statements that I'm making, right? So obviously not everybody doesn't work hard. But overall, we don't work as hard of a nation as a nation as we
never.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
So if going back to the point you asked me, like advice, if a young college graduate just took that concept of I'm going to sort of outwork the people sitting next to me,
that's all you got to do.
They would kick butt.
And same thing with construction.
Yeah.
You know, Adrian, I'm sure, works hard.
Yeah.
Sure. But I'm sure he can look around and see people in the crew who don't really work as hard as he does.
Yeah. Happens everywhere.
So he immediately stands out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're that guy where they say, hey, can you handle this? And you say yes, and you do a great job.
Yep.
Guess what? Now you're on the A-list.
Exactly. Right? Move up.
Steelheart.
Yep.
From Connecticut.
Yay.
Hey.
Yay.
The lead singer and founding member on the show right now. Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
What's up?
We're all going to try to pronounce your name.
Oh, no.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Emelianenko?
Emelianenko. You can call me Emily, also short for Emelianenko, like Milly Vanilli.
Emelianenko? Matijevic.
Yes, perfect. Good job.
Matijevic. Wow.
What's happening, gentlemen?
Today's lesson.
What's happening?
You have the most complicated name in the history of rock music.
In a good way, though.
But I mean that with the...
Even Ingvar is like, what? Really?
All the best.
Yep.
Good. Yeah. Give you guys a little something to, fight over or struggle over.
Well, I'm known for just, mangling names.
Right.
The simplest names I'll mangle.
Right.
So I saw this one. I'm like, ha, 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 ha.
Yep.
Yeah.
Approach the question.
It's good.
Well, thanks for coming on.
No
appreciate
rules.
It.
No rules.
I was pumping up during the break. I'm like, you got this. You got this one.
Right. So what's happening, guys?
Well, we're very excited.
How's Connecticut doing?
Great. Jam at the Dam in Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Happening Friday, July 25th and Saturday. But you guys are playing Friday night.
Is it 25th slot Friday night?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, whichever night we're playing, that's going to be the better night. So
exactly.
That's right.
That's
right.
The one you want to be at.
Right.
So Friday night is Steelheart, Firehouse, and Warrant.
Wow.
Whew.
Legit.
That is really the better night.
It's going to be a lot of good music.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the best Saturday night. Saturday night is not shabby either. George Lynch and the Mob, Dokken and Ace Frehley.
Right.
Friday night.
Friday night, like we said.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Friday night all the way.
Right. And the best part is he knows how to get there. He knows where Monroe is. So
do you? The people in Norwalk.
I know where Monroe is.
You know how to get
there. As we all know, that's where we started. So Steelheart started. We rehearsed in Norwalk forever. And I still have a home in Greenwich. So,
nice.
You Norwalk people and Greenwich people, you don't know where Monroe is.
It's up the street. No worries.
Okay.
See?
We got you.
What borders? What
we
towns
got
border Monroe?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Is it Bridgeport? What is it?
There's Bridgeport, Trumbull, then Monroe.
Right.
So there's one town in between. Right. So you're close enough.
Yeah.
Very good.
You got to go through there to get there.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Down the road.
You know what we were talking about before you came on is how you almost died on stage during a Halloween performance.
That was a night to, forget.
Yeah.
1992, man, that's why Steelheart disappeared for a while because that lighting truss wasn't secured properly to the ceiling and It just cracked me in the back of the head. I hit the stage face first.
Oh.
Broke my nose, my cheekbone.
Did you get knocked out?
I mean, it was a serious, serious accident. Should have been dead.
Really?
Should have been dead. Yeah, I should have been dead. But they kept me alive for a reason. So
exactly.
Keep on rocking. Keep on singing. So
you're singing. All right. Well, how deep into the set are you?
What do you mean?
When you know, are you two or three songs in, five songs?
Oh, we were, I think we were on the fourth song. We were doing Dancing in the Fire.
So early, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was like the fourth song. Yeah, four or five. Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, kind of the middle of the show.
And did you
it was definitely.
Did you jump up on the light or just came down?
Just kind of crawled up.
No, I grabbed it. I grabbed it just a little bit. What they did is they stood it up instead of they didn't secure it to the ceiling. Okay, so they just stood up the lights. I mean, it was ridiculous.
They did.
Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, if it fell into the audience, it would have probably killed maybe, 10, 15 people.
Yeah. Oof. But, lucky. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I took the hit for everybody else.
So they just, it was just freestanding. So that thing could have fallen on its own.
No matter what. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was the most stupidest thing ever done.
Where was this? Which state?
Denver Arena.
Oh, Denver. Yeah.
Denver.
Wow.
Yeah. 1992 Denver Arena. Yeah, so, but we made it, and we're here, and we're going to be rocking Monroe, so let's put it in the past and move forward, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's one of those things that's like Tommy Lee fell on his head here in New Haven. We still talk about it today.
It's just
something you don't see, and it's something that could have went horribly worse than it did.
And we're glad you're okay now.
And we're glad you're okay.
Definitely. Man. Yep.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I am definitely okay. I feel good, strong, ready to rock.
Nice.
All right. We're going to make sure those lights are tied in.
Yeah. Actually,
you better tie them in.
I'll check them first. I'll climb on them first.
Now, you don't want AJ checking them.
No, that's true. Yeah.
No.
Skip that part.
That's when you really get worried.
This is true, yeah.
So, awesome. Tickets are online and on sale now for Jam at the Dam happening Friday, July 25th and Saturday, July 26th at Monroe. Steelheart Firehouse in Warrant on Friday and Saturday, George Lynch and the Mob, Dokken and Ace Frehley.
Definitely. So also, we got another single coming out.
Cool.
I hope you guys will play it. I hope you guys will maybe debut it there for the folks in Connecticut.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, where is it?
Well, it's not out yet.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do right now. So it'll be
where is it hiding right now?
Yeah.
It's hiding in my laptop.
Nice.
Oh.
Okay.
Last minute look. When it goes into the portal to Sony, and then it'll be released.
Nice.
So anyway, but gentlemen, thank you for having me. I can't wait to perform in Connecticut. I haven't performed in a long time there, so I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think we'll have a lot of people and a good time.
This is your hometown crowd.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to seeing you.
Exactly.
And let me know when that single is going to take a little walk out of your laptop, because we'd be happy to debut it here.
Embrace it, yes.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I definitely will send it to you. I'll send it to you firsthand.
Awesome.
How's that?
Can you say your name for me, full name, first and last, so I haven't?
Milenko Matijevic.
Great. I'm going to use that every time I introduce you now. I'm just going to play that so I can have it right.
Yeah.
The best way, yep.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, and we're looking forward to seeing you in July.
You got it.
Thank you, brother.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. Wow.
Apparently, he could still hit these high notes, too.
Yeah. Wow, that's high. Try to loosen that thing up. Damn. If I'm hitting notes like that, something bad's going on.
Yeah. Is there a recording of that stage thing? I could tell you didn't want to talk about it. It'd be like, a car accident I had, decades ago.
Let me keep
reliving this.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's audio to it, but there's definitely a video.
That video. What's interesting is because he goes to, climb up this, this lighting truss. And as he's going up, you just start seeing tumble, and it's just too late. He just goes down. You see it land on him, and it just
hits him in the back of the head.
It just misses. Like he goes on face first. It goes like thump, like it just sends him down like that. Like it's like almost like it squashed him like a smash burger. And the other guys were on
stage. The light truss hits him in the back of the head.
Just thump. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god!
Right, just sends him right down to the floor and like lands on him. Now the other guys in the band, they're playing. There's a song going on, and this one guy, I don't know who it is, but the guy just takes guitar and starts smashing it, like almost like Who style, Nirvana style, on the stage. But then he grabs like the mic stand, starts smashing it. Then he starts throwing things. I'm like, is he like trying to cause a diversion, like nothing to see here, people, or like is he really like
or is he mad,
freaking out that this happened?
I would imagine he's
everything.
Pissed.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like you know what, you're going to do that to us, or I'm going to destroy everything of yours.
Yeah, but he's breaking all their own stuff.
But is he doing this while the lead singer's still on the ground?
He's still on the ground. They're trying to get him out, and this guy's completely
and he's smashing stuff.
And he's smashing like crazy. Yeah, they're all working on the other people are trying to get to him, and he's on stage just destroying things. And I'm like, he's from the band, right? You know?
That's weird.
Yeah. That was, curious about that. I'm like, why is this guy, notice this guy's destroying stuff?
Jeez! Yeah. Oh, when you see this thing come down.
Yeah, just come
how boom. Is he alive?
Yeah.
It was improperly secured. It was
yeah. Well, it's never secured is what it seems like. They just stood it upright.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I see this guy. He's like doing a Peter Townsend now with his guitar.
Yep. And then he takes mic stand and he's like throwing other things around.
Yeah, he's got rage.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't know what to do with himself. So, oh, my God. Yeah, he's flipping Marshalls over.
Yep.
He is so pissed. They already have the lead singer off the stage, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's livid. Livid, livid.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not an act.
Wow.
No, that's I'm getting my question.
When you
out
see
now.
The size of that light tower,
you're
like, how did he live?
Amazing. It's a miracle.
He starts to go up. He feels it because he goes to try to run away.
It's
and
too
he
late.
Just happens to be running in the direction it's already going down. So he's got nowhere to go, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary, man.
I almost want to say, I could tell he didn't want to talk about it, but I wanted to say, did you see that 80-year-old lady in Russia fall off the roof?
I'm just thinking
that. Not a contest.
There it's is like, a bit of a theme today.
Not you two should get together.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Which one's more impressive? The old lady.
Yes.
6'4".
Her age, 80 years old, landing on a car and still moving. Yeah. Ta-da.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 100% right, though. If this thing goes down into the crowd, that is one of those concert mishaps you talk about forever.
Yeah. People would have died.
In the first two rows easily,
definitely.
They're not light.
No.
They're steel. Steel heart.
That's weird.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Sorry.
The face he had, since he was proud of himself, but not sure.
Right. No, I was like, not yet.
Just make over or
100%
not.
100%
to it. Not sure. I'm not going to say steelhead.
Yeah, I'm glad he's alive and sounds like a great guy. And
very good guy. And hitting those notes, man.
It's still hitting those notes.
Yep.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Oh, they're back.
They're for you, AJ.
I'll give you candy.
Comedian content creator Brian Blackmore in studio.
Good morning.
A woman plows through a cop and a festival.
Oops.
With her car to get to work.
Yeah. The dedication, and there's this lady.
So I think Anthony Avalon would like this person.
Right.
Well, maybe not the cop part, but it's like, taking her job seriously.
That she wants to work that badly, yes. Yeah.
A woman in Maryland drove through a street fair on Saturday because the road was blocked off and she couldn't get to work.
Yep. She's very, very adamant about it, too.
Chest cam footage of it making its rounds online. Here's the officer's interaction with her.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I'd be happy to call you a taxi. Fortunately,
I don't have to come back. I just need to get out. You gotta go.
I'm telling you right now.
I gotta go to work. What do you want me to do? Like, I have to go to work.
You cannot get out. Stop your car. Stop.
Excuse me.
Stop.
Excuse me, y'all.
What's it? And there's a lady running out of a BMW. Stop. Get out of the car.
She's actually driving down, like, picture like a street festival. She's actually driving slow through the street festival. And, excuse me. And folks are like, what the hell? Like, the people in the strollers, there are folks getting ready to cross the street. One guy's like, hey! Because it starts off with her in the car. Obviously, the road's blocked off. You got the cones going on with the yellow tape going across. She gets out, and she actually takes one of the pieces of tape and breaks it to make room so she can drive through it. And the cop's like, don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then she gets in the car, and then she starts going. I was like, what the? Really?
That's tasing, macing.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Stupid.
Handcuffs, exactly. Tasing again.
And as she's going through, he's banging the car. Hey, stop. When she first came out, he got in front of the car, and she kept going. That's what part where she almost ran him down. She wasn't going fast, but she just kept going forward, and he had to actually get out of the way because she was not stopping.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She almost seemed possessed about how bad she had to get to work.
She's really not going to work after that, though.
Yeah, no, no.
So.
Yeah. I'm a driving instructor. I'm a safety person. Yeah. I'm a safety inspector.
She ain't going anywhere after that one.
No.
You could see she had no intention of not doing what she did.
Nope.
There was no other option for her.
Yeah, he told her everything, but you cannot go. And she was like, I'm
going. What does she do where it's that important to get to work?
Yeah, why don't you just be like, hey, I'm stuck.
Right.
You can't go.
You got
There's
your
a
out.
Street fest.
You the got cop. Your out right
Talk
there.
To the cop. Here, the cop is saying I can't go.
So. Right. Talk to my boss. Here you go. Yeah. Boom. Done.
And what time do you go to work if there's a street fest going on?
Yeah.
So you have an afternoon shift?
I guess.
What could you possibly be doing?
Right.
What, you're a bartender?
I work in a hospital.
Yeah. Gotta get to the Applebee's.
When your clientele? Yeah, right. Yeah, we got Cheddar Fest going on.
Yeah. What's so important? How much money do you make?
Seriously. Maybe she probably got reamed last time she was late for
this
work.
This has to be she's at the final, thread.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
The last straw.
It's got to be.
In. Yeah. Because she seemed like, what was going to happen to her if she didn't get to work was
worse than
what's happening
screwing
now.
With this cop.
Exactly, right.
And risking the lives of dozens of people.
Right. I mean, she wasn't going fast, but she was still driving through the street.
They do not play with vehicles in public areas, especially today. That's that is an immediate.
I mean,
you are
she committed terrorist
jail.
Just unloaded the guns on it. Don't, done.
this Wait, video what? Could have been very different a number of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how many.
Should have pushed a light tower over on her.
Exactly, right. Right. We steal heart.
And then have an 80-year-old lady land on her car.
That would stop the car.
That would stop her.
That would have stopped her. It was a BMW. It crushed. Boom. Yep.
She's a superhero, but she doesn't land on the hood of your car.
Right?
That's her super strength.
Right.
That's all she does.
I land on cars. Boom. They call me the Rock.
I just want to see those people get tased.
She should have gotten tased.
Such satisfaction.
Yep.
Watching a jerk get tased.
Yep. Should have tased where she was going from ripping that piece of yellow tape down to getting in the car. Because obviously now her intent was, I'm going through.
Remember Don't Tase Me, Bro?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was a long, by the way, there's like 10 minutes of video of this guy being told, just stop.
Yep.
And then.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. No. I didn't do it.
Over.
Ow! 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 Ow!
It's never that funny.
That gives me such satisfaction.
Yep. You brought it.
Oh, my God.
Don't tase me, Joe.
He sounds like a cartoon character.
I think it's because you know that in the end, they're going to be fine. You know, like they're going to taste.
Right. This temporary pain that you brought on, you deserve more than this.
Yep. Right. So one side.
It's a little taste of what you deserve.
You can't shake your hand on one side, but good.
Yeah, because you watch people like when the cops deploy tasers and you watch those videos, people just lock up.
They lock right up.
They turn into a mummy and fall over.
We did it here in the studio. They fall like a frozen undershirt. Thunk. Yep. Like a bird in a wire. Right down.
That's one way to put it.
Gravity works really well.
Yeah.
Unless we're on PCP and they just pull things right out. In which case, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
You mentioned baby strollers before. This car was going through like baby strollers.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking about everyone here, but there is a percentage of women with baby strollers who are obscene.
Right.
Small percentage.
Yeah, small.
It's like, I don't know.
Minuscule.
I really haven't done the math on this, but I would say like 2-3%.
We hate math. Yeah.
Where they just, because they have a baby, they feel like they can push you right over.
Yes.
I'm coming through.
I have child. I'm invincible. I'm untouchable.
I'm cutting in front of you. I'm pushing through.
Right. Because I have child.
It's big Disney energy.
Disney energy.
It's
nice.
Big like I'm coming in. I've got my kid. We have the Cheerios.
Right.
We have the
I'm a mother with a baby.
Yeah. Right.
Back off.
This has never been done before.
I've been parking in this lot for 22 years.
Yeah.
And since they put that thing downstairs with the baby helmet place.
Uh-huh.
And again, 97% of the people are great.
Yeah.
But I open the, I hold the door open. They say thank you.
Yes, very nice.
They're very polite.
Yes.
My car has more scratches on it now since they moved in like a year ago than it has in the 22 years. These people with the carriages, they don't care. They're like, hey, I have a baby. Your car's in my way.
I'm barreling through. Yep.
They're hitting your car with the carriages?
Oh, yeah. I got scratches all over my car.
Car.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, little kid has a nail he's holding.
That's why the baby. That's
but
why
they're
the baby
carrying bags. You know, they got a whole. You know, they got a whole thing. You know, they have a carriage. They got a bag and
Do you really need all that stuff when you're just going to get a kid fitted for a helmet?
He's got.
Why
he's
do you have to bring the whole crib and everything else? Why?
You got no idea, man.
We're going off road.
You've got no idea.
It's in and out.
You think. Until the kid starts crying. Now, what does he need?
Yeah, if I'm getting coffee, I'm not going to bring my all my furniture.
But what does he need?
I understand all of what Phil is saying because I had a baby and it wasn't. You lose. You know, there's this time and you reflect back on this when you're leaving. You have a baby and you reflect back on. Wow, I remember when I used to just grab my key and my wallet.
Life was so much better.
And I walked out the door.
Right.
And now it's this whole. Packing up for it, and it's like we're going camping for 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. I got to carry this down and leave the baby here. Then I got to come back. And
Double checking with the other person. Did you get this? No, I didn't. I thought you got it. Why would I get it? I asked you to get it. It's every single time.
And then they look at your
car. You need to make a 12-minute run to the grocery store. It's 17 minutes of this going down the list.
And then
do you have this?
And then
do you have that?
They see your car and they say, I used to be able to drive one of those. Now I got a minivan, damn it.
Yeah.
And it smells like grape jelly and candy.
No, but those stories.
What are you feeding children?
I don't even know.
That's what they eat.
You ever smell the inside of a minivan? It's only like Cheerios and like grape soda.
That's what babies eat: grape jelly and candy.
Exactly. Just here, just eat this.
How do you have teeth?
They just gumming for a while.
I brought us down a dark path.
Nah.
But those baby carriage people, like when you see them in a festival.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not the 97%. I'm talking about the 3%.
Yes.
That just will run over you in the supermarket, run over you.
They will hit you even if you are also pushing a baby stroller. I know exactly who
really?
You're talking about. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel better now.
They play Bumper Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta.
No, having a baby doesn't give you a pass to be rude. And to run over people.
Exactly.
Like, you don't get to go first just because you have a baby.
Right. Yeah. I stood in line first. You're not past me because I have a baby. No.
Right. Don't run over me or cut me off.
You're going back there again.
Or run right in my, like, you see I'm walking and now you run right. Wait, right. You know, if I fall on your baby, that's on, what are you doing?
Right. That's why when they're not looking and they're standing right there, you got to take like a metal rod and stick it in like in the spokes of the metal cable carriage.
Again, where are you getting these metal rods? Yeah. How do you go shopping?
Just have it ready. Just keep it in your back pocket.
He's like
baby
the penguin.
Baby stroller rods.
He's just like, I'm going shopping. I need my grape jelly and my metal rod. Right. Don't ask what it's for.
Or set that brake they have on there. They're not looking.
Jesus Christ.
And mama falls.
You're a sick man.
No, I'm not. I'm doing the work of the people.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.